already holding and those that call in, though, to be a little bit considerate of our guest. William F. Jasper, senior editor of the New American Magazine, investigative reporter. I learned a lot from him when I was in high school and college reading the New American. And, of course, Alex Newman, he's a freelance writer but also writes for the New American. They are together in Copenhagen, Denmark, in the closing 48 hours of the climate summit. We just had Lord Monckton on in the first hour. He was beat up by a police officer today. The UN police and others are attacking accredited reporters that have passes to get in. They're not letting them in. They're attacking reporters. I've seen countless videos that go to press conferences. You ask about ClimateGate, you are drug out, you are trudgeoned. We've got global government openly being announced. You know, we've gone from 40 years ago, the John Birch Society and others being called kooks, loonies, nuts, for reading official UN plans of Armin Hammer and others for world government and David Rockefeller plans, to now Ban Ki-moon, Herman Van Rompuy, David de Rothschild calling for global government. And I really think they've miscalculated by denying it all these years and now going, oh, yes, it's real. This has blown giant torpedo holes in their hull. And ClimateGate has blown a giant hole in them. And now, in the Jesse Ventura special that I consult for last night, the lead author of the IPCC report that works for the UN, and Maurice Strong, admits they cut out the five areas of the report where their own scientists said humans are not affecting climate. So another giant admission by these people. This is just devastating. We're going to break in a moment. Long segment coming up. But let's go to William F. Jasper first. William, what is it like for you for, I don't know, two decades or so, writing about the New World Order or longer, and being laughed at when you had all the source documents, now to just, it's all right out in the open?
Well, it is, Alex, but they're still openly denying it. When you bring things like this up in venues like here at Bella Center, where I am right now, Bella Center is the place where they're holding the competition, the climate summit. And right now, Alex and I are standing here in the media center, which is where all the so-called journalists are gathered, several thousand. And we have, banks and banks of tables of people filing stories all over the world. They're all in denial. They won't even talk about ClimateGate, let alone about the New World Order or global governance. Even though they are quoting these guys regularly, they deny that there's any significance to these terms.
What do you call that psychologically? It's like they have a psychological compulsion or implanted idea, because for 20 years they said it didn't exist or longer. Now that they admit it, they still can't report it. I mean, there's Schwarzenegger, there's Ban Ki-moon, they're all up there calling for planetary regimes, global government, and I've had national reporters here, five or six of them in the last month, and I play them clips of this, and they say it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a form of psychological schizophrenia or just an inability. They've self-censored themselves so that they will not think through what it is they're hearing and witnessing with their own eyes. There have been no people here that I've seen that have asked about ClimateGate. We tried today, Alex, we got it on video. It's going to be going up pretty soon here. Alex was able to corner Representative Martin, the Martin Waxman bill in the House of Representatives for the all of this climate nonsense. And he asked him about funding. He just kind of passed right over, wouldn't answer the question. And
well, stay there. William F. Jasper, the editor of the New American Magazine, there in Copenhagen with his cohort, Alex Newman. He's going to break down what he's witnessed over there in the nest of globalists. He is in the heart of the disease.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
William F. Jasper, senior editor of the New American Magazine, investigative reporter, author. He attended the 1992 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro and exposed the global authoritarian agenda being proposed in the planetary environmental regulation. You know, nobody deserves more credit exposing the fake green agenda to establish world government than the New American, and chief among them, William F. Jasper, who I ran into in 1999 at an urban warfare martial law takeover drill in Northern California or in Central California in Oakland. It was interesting running into him at that event. He's got Alex Newman, who also writes as a freelancer for the New American with him. They're on the same phone. We'll go to him in a moment. But we were talking about how they're denying there's global government while they're announcing that there's global government. We have the treaty here that actually says it's meant to shut down the third world and starve these people to death. They sold the third world as if it was some communistic experiment to give them free goodies. But just like Russians who believed Lenin, all they found out was they were going to slave camps. So let's talk about what you're witnessing there on the ground, what's behind this movement. Maury Strong, who you got to see in person, say in Rio de Janeiro, we want to destroy the industrial society. What their goals are, who they are, explain to people who think that leftists and communists are grassroots, what's really behind that, and just break it down for us, William F. Jasper.
Well, Alex, there's so many things that we see going on here, but one of the most striking things is that I've written about for many years, particularly since Rio de Janeiro, we're seeing now the culmination of an effort that was begun there. We know the name now, NGO, non-governmental organizations, back then, 17 and a half years ago in Rio, that was pretty much a newly invented term. But Rio was the first launch pad of the NGOs as a revolutionary parliamentary movement.
They're really just UN spies that take over your local town.
Well, yes, in all different kinds of areas. Of course, mostly with the Earth Summit, and with this one, we're talking about environmentalist, so-called environmentalist organization. At least that is the pretext that they use. They feign concern for all things nature, fold the earth, the sky, the feathery, furry little creatures, etc. Of course, many of the true believers, the foot soldiers out there, they do believe all this. The people at the top, the Maurice Strongs, the David Rockefellers, the Stephen Rockefellers, the George Soros, etc., who are funding all of these things and organizing and launching all these different groups, they have another agenda in mind, which is to use concern for the environment as a means of taking over more and more control, control of our economy, control of all aspects of our lives. Well, in Rio de Janeiro, we had around 20 to 30,000 different NGO activists arrive there. And what was different there in Rio from today is, in Rio, all of these activists arrived there. This was part of the rent-a-mob that the UN had brought there with all of its influence and money.
That makes the UN look moderate. The UN is like, we're only socialists that want to tax you at 20%, and then all the communists waving red flags, literally. In fact, we'll roll some of that video in the background. They're calling for total government, destruction of all capitalism, so that allows the UN to look more moderate.
Well, that's one of the functions. You certainly have a lot of the NGOs performing that function. Then you have other NGOs that take the more moderate socialist position. That is, oh, we're very reasonable. All we're asking for is what is fair for the, in this case, Mother Earth, etc. And so you have a push-pull effect going on there. But in Rio, they were outside. They had their own village where they agitated from and carried on street theater and parades, etc. And then the UN was interacting with them. Maurice Strong and Gorbachev and Castro would go down to the village and whatnot. But since then, in 95 at Cairo and then 98 at Rome for the International Criminal Court and all of the UN summits since then, both environmental and human rights and all of the other summits, they started bringing the NGOs actually into the UN where their delegates came in almost on an equal footing or actually a superior footing to elected representatives. Now
and how this works is the UN can then point at their employees and say, these are stakeholders, that's a key word when you hear that, for sustainability. What do the people want? We want world communism. And they go, that's what the people want.
Exactly. This is the charade known as civil society. Every one of these people is called a stakeholder. That is, they hold some kind of stake in all of these goings on here. And they are supposedly representative of some sector of humanity or society. But, of course, they're not elected by anyone. They are not accountable to anyone. Their funding is coming from the various governments. The biggest funders start out being the foundations, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Soros Foundation, et cetera. And then they've taught these people how to then get on the government dole so that we're paying for it directly, so that the UN, the EU, all the various EU individual governments, the U.S. foreign aid government, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, are funding these thousands of NGO organizations to the tune really of billions of dollars a year. So they're using our tax dollars, the other taxpayers' dollars from around the world, to fund these people who are working against our interests. And a very good example of that. This was a completely closed, uninclusive, exclusive event here. You didn't see a single one of the major realist scientists or scientific organizations allowed.
Let me interrupt you. Again, William F. Jasper, the editor of the New American Magazine, on with us from Copenhagen, Denmark, the last 48 hours of this global governance establishing event, because I want to get to not just the structure, but also, are they successful this year in your eyes, or is this a failure in your take on Climategate and in your overall view on things? But take Lord Monckton. We interviewed Christopher Monckton last hour, the first hour of the show, and he talked about how he is a House of Lords member. So he had passes in, and the UN said, don't let him in. And when they started roughing him up, so he agreed to leave. When he turned around, the cop knocked him over, busted his head and leg open, and just laughed about it. And so they're now beating up members of the House of Lords. I mean, this guy's a royal, and they're beating him up. Usually the globalists grovel to royalty. Even though he had passes, that's how dictatorial these people are. This happened today.
Well, right. I didn't even know about that. He was supposed to be coming here. We were going to interview him right outside the media center, which is inside the larger Bella Center here where all this is taking place. And we were waiting for him, and his wife ended up calling saying that he had tried to get in, but he couldn't get in. And that was the same with Mark Morano, who has a NGO. He's accredited. He was supposed to have passes. They wouldn't allow him in. Even today, Senator Inhofe came here, Senator from Oklahoma. He's the lead one in the U.S. Congress opposing all of this. And here he's a senior member of Congress. He's the vice chairman of the Senate chairman, minority chairman of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works that handles all of these things.
He's in the top 10 Republican leaders in the United States, a powerful U.S. senator. Are you about to tell me he wasn't allowed in?
He was allowed in, but they wouldn't give him a room to... your Greenpeace teams of yours, all of the rest of the environmentalist groups, they have rooms. They give official presentations here. They're giving great big panels and everything. They wouldn't allow him to do that. He had to come in here, give a we couldn't even, and he had to sit, stand on the stairs outside and give his short speech. And most of us couldn't even get out there to get him because they put up special security today in the hallway between our place and where.
So they basically stuck Senator Inhofe in a free speech zone.
True. And he was only going to be here for a couple of because he had votes in the Senate. So he arrived here, and the very limited time that he had here, he couldn't even do anything. He just gave a statement. And then I taught his assistant, his chief of staff, Matt Dempsey, and came around and handed out the printed copies of his statement. So that was the voice of diversity here. They wouldn't allow Senator Inhofe in. They wouldn't allow Lord Monckton in. They won't allow Mark Morano. They want many of the other scientists who wanted to come here. They won't let them speak here. And so,
can you believe that they beat up Monckton? And then there's all these videos.
I was completely unaware of that. That is just incredible because here yesterday they had literally thousands of these NGO ragamuffins in here, mostly high school and college kids that are just here on a lark. Yes, they're all passionate and everything. But they allowed them to come in and actually stage demonstrations, and they had a sit down in the middle of the thoroughfare there, blocking the way, holding up their signs. That was fine. They let them. So, and all the media rushed to give them billions of dollars. Here you have all of the press from all over the world here, all the cameras and whatnot. So here, these kids who wouldn't even give their full name, they would just sit down there and they say, hold up signs saying, We're not leaving until we get an agreement that is fair, balanced, and ambitious. And so somebody put these signs in their hands, told these kids to sit down there. They do it. They mouth these platitudes. They don't know what they're talking about. They can't give you any details about it. And they're given billions of dollars worth of free publicity all over the world.
That's a key point. I've been to some of these events, too. And the rent-a-mobs, when you really get a kid by themselves, a minder will run over and say, don't talk to them, and you'll find out, hey, I was just paid $100.
In fact, I believe I have that on video. We've been uploading the video because I interviewed them. I had them on video. But they would turn around when I would ask a question. They'd say, well, who are you representing here? They'd turn around and look at this gal behind them who was running, wouldn't identify herself.
Stay there. Let's talk more about that and then the overall agenda. Talk to your colleague. As well, Alex Newman, who's with William F. Jasper, senior editor of the New American Magazine, nice enough to join us from Copenhagen. We may end up keeping them most of the hour. They're busy guys, though. because I want to get into the overall agenda as well. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Phone standing by, another investigative reporter. They traveled there together. They're working together there. Alex Newman is now there with us. Alex?
Yes, sir.
Give us your take on how the conference is going, kind of your snapshot of what's happening, and how successful are the globalists at establishing their one-world government at this event?
Well, so far, they keep having all these little spats where they're pretending that the conference is dead and they're stalled and all these different things because some group of dictators isn't going to get the amount of wealth redistribution that they want from the so-called rich countries. So there's this big theater that the talks keep getting stalled and so forth. But overall, it seems that they're making progress. China had been making a stink earlier because not enough people wanted to give money to the developing countries, so they weren't happy with any of the texts that were coming out of that, and they were just thinking of offering a counter-proposal. But so far, they seem to be advancing. There's been a couple of the draft texts released. I was reporting on one that was called the Danish text that was released some time ago, which was talking about taxing airline travel, various shipping operations, and so then you would have the UN with its own revenue stream.
And its own enforcement, its own travel authority, 2% tax right off the top of all GDPs, a true global government. Do the latest agreements look like the Danish text?
They've been taking things out and adding things in, but it seems that the basic framework is that's what they're going for, to have some kind of taxation mechanism where they can raise their own.
Okay, that is bad news. So, and that's what Lord Monckton was saying. That it looks like they're just acting like they're playing possum, but really it looks like they may get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just where it looks like it's moving towards now. Everybody's talking about that, oh, the whole world is depending on this moment right now, and we need to make one final push to get a tough agreement through. And so that's basically the atmosphere around here, and if you talk to just about anybody around here, that's kind of where they're standing. They want to see some tough new global.
And you've got a bunch of bought-off third-world countries under IMF and World Bank control, and so it doesn't matter if their populations don't want it. They're still going to go along with it. You got Obama that's going to sign on to it. I mean, is there any way to stop this?
Well, Communist China has some interesting ideas about it. They want to have some kind of population control mechanisms and these kind of things. And so the latest word around here earlier this afternoon was that they were threatening to try to derail the talks and end it with a proposal. But so far, we just have to see and, you know, see what
happens. Hold on. We've got, again, reporter with the New American there, Alex Newman, and I want to go back after the break to Mr. Jasper. This is big news here. Give us the meat of what you're saying. The Chinese are threatening to derail things if a global one-child policy isn't signed on to?
Well, I'm not sure about all of that, but they...
Well, that's what they called for on Monday, but you're saying...
Yeah. That's one of the things that they've been hoping to have is some kind of global population control. And
holy mackerel. You're saying that may be added in? I mean, they're actually talking about getting that in there?
Well, I don't know about that, but we talked to the congressman today, Congressman Markey, who wrote the bill with Congressman Waxman of the climate change bill that came out of the House of Representatives. And we asked him about, you know, why are we negotiating with China? They're talking about global population control and, you know, things that are totally repugnant to the U.S. Constitution and to the U.S. way of life. And his answer was, oh, everybody has to pursue their own strategies to tackle the climate issue and this kind of stuff. So it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of opposition to it, at least from this group.
Well, China owns most of our debt. I mean, they're the biggest owner of our debt, and we're told they're the new superpower. They really are the model for this new world order.
Yeah, they have a lot of influence there, and everybody's been talking about China, you know, how can we get China to cooperate? Oh, we all need to bow down to China's demands because if they walk out, then we're not going to get the global agreement that we need. So we need to figure out how to work with China so we can get this accomplished. So that's definitely not good news if your listeners know anything about the Chinese government.
So since the Danish text, have you gotten any other of the latest versions?
I haven't read through any of the actual drafts, but there's been hints flying around. But it's been a lot of just tweaking with the numbers. You know, should we cap carbon dioxide emissions by 45% or should it be 30%? And should the funding mechanism be $100 billion or $150 billion?
So they're debating whether to put 5 bullets in our heart or 10 bullets.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what it looks like it's going towards. So.
Are they
going
to beat us in the head with a baseball bat 20 times or 40 times? You know. At a certain point, what does it matter? Stay there, Alex Newman. We're going to come back, and I got some questions for William F. Jasper. Then I'll go back to you, take a few calls. They join us from Copenhagen, Denmark. We'll also get their websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
A lot of people worry that what you're going to wind up with is hash. There's even some Democrats saying now we've got a bill that's so compromised that it's not worth signing.
If we don't pass it, here's the guarantee. Your premiums will go up. Your employers are going to load up more costs on you. Potentially, they're going to drop your coverage because they just can't afford an increase of 25-30% in terms of the cost of providing health care to employees each and every year. And the federal government will go bankrupt because Medicare and Medicaid are on a trajectory that are unsustainable, and this actually provides us the best chance of starting to bend the cost curve on the government expenditures in Medicare and Medicaid. So,
talk about deception. They're not just trying to grab all resources and tax carbon dioxide involved in all human and animal and industrial activity. Remember, they said they had to have the trillions of dollars with the banker bailout or we'd have a depression. Then they said, oh, we're going to keep the money and not tell you where it went. And now we're going to have a bankrupt government if we don't raise all the taxes and cut your Medicare and Medicaid. See, once the bankers get you dependent, they then start increasing the taxes and cutting back the domestication feed, the chicken feed. They're done feeding the hog. You've been fattened up. Now they're going to eat you. And going back to William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine, and Alex Newman also writes for New American Magazine in Copenhagen. We just got the bad news from Alex, and I I respect his view, but I want to get your view. Monckton is saying they're not going to call it a treaty, so they don't have to ratify it in different nations, but that it's going to bring the bureaucracy in to start all the taxes, but that they won't get everything they asked for, but that they're having somewhat of a success here. He was talking about the Danish text and other things. What is the sense of the research you're doing there on the ground? Is this a victory for the globalists, for the Rothschilds, for the Rockefellers?
Well, Alex, I can go by my past experience. I've been at enough of these summits. It's the same at every one of them. You have all of this ambition, everything coming into it, and they got all the leaders of the world, and already as they start the summit, there's bickering over texts. You have all these different bracketed texts. You'll hear them talking about bracketed texts. That's because different parties to the treaty have all different kinds of ideas about whether to put reductions at 10% or 20% or 50% in our contributions for reparations at what how many billion one. So there's all these differences of opinion as to how much they're going to tax us to death and how fast and those types of things that the one world is in the leftist just can't get all their ducks in a row.
And, of course, all the reparations don't go to starving Africans for the deadly carbon dioxide. No, it all goes to Maurice Strong.
Right. It always goes to the dictators and the bankers and those who are running the show. And so what happens at these summits is you have all of this chaos and confusion going on and hassling and haggling back and forth. And then midway through it, they say, "Oh, it's a crisis. There, we can't. We're not going to get this through." It was the same thing in Rome. For bringing about the International Criminal Court. I said at the beginning, I was doing interviews by radio from that. I said, "Well, they're saying that they're not going to get the court they want, and it's going to all crash down." So what they do is they start putting on the pressure, and they start bringing in all the big guns. At that time, Bill Clinton and all the other.
So that's, it's a shake and bake operation. It's like making pancakes out of a box. They use reverse psychology of getting everybody there, building up expectations, then saying, "Too bad we failed." So then all the smaller parties want to sign on to feel like they were part of history.
Right. Just watch here. They're going to be saying, you'll be seeing this. They'll say, "The world is watching. We have to do this. The world is calling on us. We've let this go for all these years, Kyoto and all of this stuff since Rio in 92. It's time. This is the time." That's what they've been saying here, you know. So they start putting the pressure on. That's that's the pressure that you can see. Behind the scenes, they're doing all kinds of bribing and arm twisting about all these countries that owe debt and all these that want to get access to new debt. So they're buying off and bribing all the politicians and whatnot. And so by the end of the day on Friday or early Saturday morning, I believe they're going to announce an agreement. It's not going to be what they want, and of course it's not something that would pass muster in the U.S. Senate, even as bad as the Senate is right now. But what they want to do, what they know they have to do, is get an agreement that they can grab that will qualify as what they call soft law. I first started writing about this back in 1990 and then after the Earth Summit because they started announcing, they said, "Well, soft law, it's not really a treaty. It doesn't really have teeth in it, but the teeth are hidden way back there, and pretty soon we'll start adding institutions to it, and all of the judges and the attorneys and the politicians will keep talking about it, how we have this commitment and we have this obligation, and pretty soon it will become customary law, international law. And then we'll start adding other institutions onto it."
And here's my biggest issue, exactly. You're getting really stunning information from William S. Jasper, and I got to get you back on once you get back in the U.S. on a landline to go over all this. But how then does the NGOs and Schwarzenegger come in? Because he's saying, "We're going to have a governor's meeting, a city's meeting. I'm going to head it for the U.N. The U.N. says, "Yes, you are," and that we'll just bypass Congress. I mean, that is seditious. Schwarzenegger, I mean, this guy.
It's completely subversive. I mean, he's taken an oath to the U.S. Constitution as well as to the California Constitution, and he's totally subverting the whole constitutional process and violating his oath. It's completely contrary to our whole system. An ethic of government. So, what they're doing is in this whole process, just by creating these stakeholders in civil society. It's really a form of the old Soviet in the Soviet Union. They had these Soviets, that's where they got it from, these circles, these Soviets, where they would bring the communists, bring together the doctors and the lawyers and the students and the intellectuals and all. And none of these people really represented all the rest of the intellectuals or the doctors or the lawyers. Or the
it's gangs. It's gangs they decide to give power who literally operate as their agents.
Yes, and so that's what they're doing here. It's a total farce, only it's a very deadly one. And there's all of this. What's at stake here is, of course, not just the trillions of dollars. I wrote a story recently. You know, we're talking about here at the conference of $100 billion of reparations for the North to pay the South. But UNEP, the United Nations Environmental Program, calls for $45 trillion as the debt. And Ban Ki-moon said $20 trillion. So,
and by the way, I'm sure you've seen this, but Ban Ki-moon gave an LA Times article interview, and he said, we will enforce global governance on you, whether you like it or not. These guys are really getting arrogant.
Totally. As everything we've discussed here shows, they don't believe they have to allow anyone to voice any other opinion, have any other representation here. They totally are going to... they would have kept us out if they could have. They've tried almost every time I've gone. I've been covering at the United Nations for nearly 30 years, covering many of these UN summits, and almost every time they try to keep me out, and usually I have to get kind of nasty and start raising my voice and causing a great big stir, and then they say okay, and they let me come in. But, I haven't found anybody else here. I have found a couple of others who were able to slide by and get in here, but not very many. Everybody else is part of the choir. Bring on the global government. And no questioning about any of the climate gate. Alex will get into you with the climate gate. He's been working on a couple of stories on that. But as you all know, what we're talking about here is unprecedented in terms of the grasp for power. Here they're saying they want to regulate the air you breathe, every breath you take, every move you make. And that's part of one of the things that I brought back from Rio de Janeiro. I think I was the first one to ever write about it or speak. I went on a speaking tour, and I held it up as I went around the country, Agenda 21. I mean, it's a huge 800 to 1,000 page, depending on the version, a global master plan of the United Nations for the 21st century. And it says in there, and I quoted it verbatim, this is a plan that's going to affect every person on Earth. It's going to affect every aspect of your life. We have plans here for businessmen and students and doctors and lawyers and farmers and ranchers and manufacturers and steel workers. They list every possible person and occupation. They say this is going to affect every part of the planet, from deserts to tundra to forests to prairies to mountains to streams and lakes and ponds and virtually everything.
But I mean, that is the issue now. Is that before it was global government, but they were covert. Now they come out and say, we run the whole planet, humans are bad, we want to bankrupt industrial societies, and if you try to come to our meetings, we beat you up. I mean, these are open tyrants. They know they're tyrants. They've got, 18-year-old rent-a-mobs. They give $100 a day to run around and, act foolish. But here it is. But William F. Jasper, in your decades of fighting these people, do you see us beginning to gain momentum, the pendulum beginning to slow in its swing towards tyranny? That's why they're trying to come out in the open now and force it and finish their agenda, because major cracks in the foundation of their system are appearing? Or are you more pessimistic?
No, I'm optimistic in that. And I think this what we've seen in the last couple of months, verified by the Rasmussen poll and the Pew poll and the CBS poll, showing the plummeting support for any kind of climate change legislation, the belief in AGW, anthropogenic global warming, as a crisis, all of that has been crashing down faster than our great scientist Al Gore's credibility. And And that's because people still have more common sense than the elitists.
Well, plus the system is so discredited now. I mean, it doesn't matter what party it is, where it is in the world, people are finally getting that healthy mistrust of government.
Right, and it has to increase a great deal more because they recognize that people are getting wise to them, and so that's why they're pushing so arrogantly and adamantly now. Because if they keep losing, if you and I and others are able to continue waking people up, they're just not going to get it through, and so they're really panicky about that. That they've invested so much over these last 20 years to push this whole environmental charade that it could melt like a ice cream cone here in Al Gore's movie. So they're really concerned about that, and they have a right to be. Even before ClimateGate, most of the polls were already showing this collapse of belief in the crisis, in the apocalypse that they're claiming is coming. And you and I both know. Look, they're saying they want to re-engineer all of society. You have guys like one of the big gurus of global warming, Clive Hamilton, professor from Australia, and he says that this is a time where it calls for emergency measures. We have to talk about suspending democratic processes. And you have guys like George Monbiot say we need to issue a ration card for every person on the planet. You get only so much CO2, and you can ration.
And you have John P. Holdren writing a textbook about putting sterilants in the water, and now Fox News is calling for putting lithium in the water to make the public more well-behaved. I mean, we are living in the Twilight Zone, and they can normalize insanity if we don't say no. Look at the Nazi culture. Look at the Aztec culture.
So it's encouraging that people are waking up and saying no to this, in spite of the fact that we have the media so heavily controlled by people who are promoting this. But it's galloping out very quickly, and so we've got to accelerate the wake-up process.
Well, guys, we're almost out of time, and I wanted to
Let me turn you back over to Alex so he can...
But before you do that, William, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, no, I before you do that, I wanted to thank you for coming on with us. And you're talking about uploading videos. Can we see these videos, these reports you guys have filed? And if so,
yes,
where are they posted?
We already have some of them available on thenewamerican.com or at jbs.org, either one of those. And we've been doing it, running back and forth, shooting photos, doing interviews, uploading to, so I haven't had a chance to even check to see how many of them are up there yet, but a number of them are. You can see, for instance, in our one on the anti-nuclear, one that went up today, it's called NGO Demonstrators, No to Coal, No to Oil, No to Nuclear. And you can see some of the Renamov that's here. They wouldn't allow Moncton in, or but many of these qualified PhDs and scientists want it, but they allow these folks to come in. And if you go on the website that I show you there, you see they have outright communist parties with communist flags, hammers, and sickles as part of their coalition. They're allowed to come in here, and the good guys aren't.
Absolutely. So, well, good talking to you, and we'll talk to you again soon. Let me talk to... Alex now. Alex, we only got a few minutes left in this segment.
Okay,
I'm going to let you...
I'll turn you over to Alex. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Alex,
you bet. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead and in the last couple minutes we have, any other key points you want to relay to the audience, Alex Newman, from the Global Government Summit?
Yeah, well, the one thing that I've found is the most incredible is you have this 800-pound gorilla in the room, which is ClimateGate, of course, and just about everybody here at least knows what it is. Some of them don't know exactly what it's about because they've already dismissed it because it contradicts the global warming phase. But it's just incredible. I've been talking to just about everybody I meet about it, and journalists in particular, and that's where I've been getting the most interesting answers. I've met one journalist out of dozens and dozens that I've spoken with who's filed a story related to ClimateGate. She interviewed one of the IPCC people on Switzerland national radio about ClimateGate, and of course he just went on there and said, oh, it's no big deal, the science is settled, and that's just a side issue, a distraction. But I also talked to some of the Congress people that were here. Nancy Pelosi was here. As soon as she answered one of my questions, and then as soon as I asked her about ClimateGate, she turned away and pretended she didn't hear it. I asked Charlie Rangel, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, powerful congressman about ClimateGate, and he looked at me a bit puzzled and just said, no, 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 we're just here to support the process. And, of course, the science settled. So it's just been across the board. Everybody you talk to just about it uses the same mantra over and over again. The science is settled. You can't ask questions. But and it's even come out within the last 2 days now. The Russian Institute of Economic Analysis, I believe it's called, has been calling doubt on the figures used by the Hadley office and at the Met office in England, which is supposed to be the other reputable scientific place to prove global warming. And it turns out now they've used, I think, only 25% of the weather stations that were provided to them from Russia's territory. And, of course, they used the ones that showed their hypothesis to be correct, that there's warming. And they ignored the other 75%, which either didn't show significant warming or didn't show warming at all. So you have just this horrible farce of a science, this pretend science, and nobody is willing to talk about it. So it's just, like I said, the elephant in the room, and nobody wants to address it. So hopefully with shows like yours, we can just keep getting the word out. You know,
we are exposing these frauds, and if we stand up and rebuke them and decide that we're supposed to be involved in society for good, we can stop them. Alex Newman from Copenhagen, thank you for spending time with us. Godspeed.
Thank you, Alex. You too.
Final segment straight ahead. Key information. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Past the point of talking, we know historically that the global governance sort of agenda to these issues is very hard to try and is with all the best intentions, it's very hard to actually activate. We're seeing that right now. We're seeing a lot of fragmentation going on in Copenhagen, a lot of different agendas pulling in different directions. And I think what we really need to see is people on the ground starting to actually act upon the low-hanging fruit and start to try and move on the solutions that we have at hand.
In case you missed it,
14, we took a little trip along with
Colonel Jackson is coming for you, Rothschild.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Monday through Friday,
we look down a river and we see the bridge.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. And I wasn't live last Sunday. I will be live this Sunday. And the Sunday after that. I meant to get the calls. We just ran out of time with those two reporters with so much info. Tomorrow we've got other big guests joining us, and same thing Sunday into next week. Here's some of the crazy news I've got in front of me. Now, we already knew this. We told you this a year and a half ago. Had Tarpley on about it, but here it is, London Telegraph. Give me a close shot of this, guys. Mumbai suspects is U.S. double agent, India claims. And it turned out that all the major shooters were double agents, and the few people they grabbed were on LSD and drugged out. It was all staged. They dressed up a few dead bodies of people they shot and said that they were the Muslims. And governments, most of the time, terror attacks, the big ones that get promoted are like this. There are real terror attacks going on. If a terror attack's real, you don't see the media hype it. I mean, in the 60s and 70s, there were close to 1,000 bombings in the U.S., and it was hardly ever on the news because they were real. They're mainly communist bombings. But an American man charged with plotting the attacks on Mumbai was a double agent for both the United States and Al-Qaeda terror group, Indian officials have said. Okay. Here's another one. Russia Today. That's directly from the Russian government then. I mean, it's their government-funded English-speaking channel. Russia says new military doctrine, more threats, smaller risk. And they say that since the United States and NATO changed its doctrine a few years ago to first strike. And Russia said, please don't do that. And NATO has said, but our media is going to say that Russia is the only one doing this. No, NATO said we will strike Russia first and then did 888 trying to test Russia. And again, the bankers, it's not the Americans or Europe versus the Russians, it's the bankers, angry that Russia kicked out some oligarchs to have their own corrupt system, but it's theirs. Russia military will have more options to use nuclear arms and can see potential threats to the country's security when the new military doctrine comes into force. The document, which is expected to be put into place before the year's end, will replace the version adopted in 2000. The draft document was revealed to the media this week, reports the Gazeta newspaper. The Secretary of the Russian Security Council announced that Moscow will consider nuclear weapons as a possible option in more situations than it used to, which is what the Pentagon said they're going to do. A preemptive nuclear strike with weapons will be a possible scenario. And they go on to say if Western Europe gets involved in any of their border areas, or gets in any of their business, they're going to nuke us. The bankers don't care. Hell, they'll set off a nuke and say Russia did it. I mean, they all got underground bunkers. So the globalists are devilish. They want their world government, and they're going to get it by hook or by crook. Copenhagen Climate Conference, Arnold Schwarzenegger calls for planetary transformation through global governance. I mean, just get out of here, you usurper. I know you dream of being a Hitler, like you said, but you got the wrong country, pal. Hey, you still can get this in time for Christmas, folks. Free T-shirts at InfoWars.com. Check out the free T-shirt DVD deal. Great job, crew. Lord Moncton coming up.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.